Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, beloved ones. This is Bishop Dr. Lawrence Mwamba here with my wife, Torina Mwamba, in Dallas, Texas, the United States of America, broadcasting live once again here on Blog Talk Radio on the Mwamba World Outreach School of Ministry. Well, it's a pleasure to have you all come and listen to this broadcast. Today I'm just talking about faith, how we can operate in faith by God's grace, how we can experience the blessings of God as we operate in faith. You know, the scriptures tell us very clearly that without faith, it is impossible to please God. So I welcome you all wherever you are around the world, and I know, don't know how the weather is where you are, but over here in Dallas, it's cold, and at least it's been warming up. And I'm happy to say our Bible school is running fine. We have students who are studying at the Word of Life Bible College International Correspondence School. We got students in South Africa, in Zambia, here in America, students in Tanzania and Uganda. God is expanding his work and ministry, and I know we are going to accomplish great and mighty things by the power of God. And so wherever you are, I want you to just relax right now. If you're listening to me, maybe on the radio or wherever you are, I want to let you know one thing, that God wants to bless you. Because you see, it's the will of God to bless his children. That's what God is specialized in. Blessing his children so that they can have an abundance of life. Also, I challenge you in the name of Jesus that in this teaching, although it's a short teaching, it's not a very long teaching, I want you to know that we are with you in prayer and we are with you believing God for miracles. I'd like us to turn to the Word of God. You know, I'm teaching from the book of Hebrews. I'm going to read some scriptures there in Hebrews. Hebrews and chapter number 11. You know, it's a scripture which you well very well know. Many can even quote it without looking at the Bible. But I'm just going to read it to you so that it can refresh your memory. You know, the more we read of the scriptures, the more we memorize scripture, it energizes our inner man. Our spirit is energized. Things become much more fresh to us. And so, this is the word of the Lord. In Hebrews 11:6, the Bible says, "But without faith, it is impossible to please God or to please him. For he that cometh to God must believe that he is, and that he is a rewarder of them that diligently seek him." Now, we got some very important things we need to look at right now. The scriptures say that those who come to God must believe that he is. Now, what does that mean, he is? It simply means when you come to God, you must believe that he's actually God. He is. That he is. And that he's a rewarder of them that diligently seek him. Now, to diligently seek, you know, you can seek God, but you might seek without diligence. What does diligently seek God mean? To diligently seek God means you seek God with all your heart. You seek God every day. You have the thoughts of God in your mind. That's how you are diligent. You read the scriptures every day. You memorize scripture. You talk about God every day. You talk about his great works. You give testimonies of the things that the Lord has done in your life. That is diligently seeking after him. Now, you say, well, Bishop Mwamba, I have been diligently seeking after God, but, you know, I haven't seen things change in my life. you know, maybe you're missing it somewhere. The moment you start saying, I haven't seen things change in my life, and the moment you start complaining about the workings of God in your life, you start to bring what I might call a blockade in your life. You see what I mean? You kind of like block God. You don't believe that much that he can do what he says he can do. These very major points, you know, we need to realize. Number one, it says it is impossible to please God without faith. Now, what is faith? What is faith? Simply spoken, faith is the thing that will cause you to get things done in your life. Faith, too, that will enable you to achieve the things that as God has allocated in your life. You see, each one of us, we have got different callings and ministries. Each one of us, we have got different anointings. You see, there is an anointing for a prophet. There is an anointing for an apostle. There is an anointing for an evangelist. There is an anointing for a teacher. There is an anointing for those who give in the work of God, you see. Although everybody, every one of us can give, but there are those who are particularly anointed to give in big sums and support God's work. Now, the level of your anointing will determine mainly what you can do in ministry. And then the giftings that God gives you is a thing that can enable you to do things in ministry. For example, if God called you as an apostle, say, for example, the way Apostle Paul was called, the Lord equipped the Apostle Paul to have the anointing, all the tools to do the work of an apostle. He would go into places where nobody has been. He would establish churches. He would get people running for the kingdom. He would, you know, go to Corinth, labor in Corinth, go to Philippi. You know, but Thessalonica, like we are studying in the Bible school, he goes there, labors with Paul and Timothy. There are levels of anointing. That's why even in the house of God, God has got leadership in the house. They are prophets, see? They are apostles. They are evangelists and teachers. Each one has got a special function in the body of Christ. And so it's important for you first to recognize where God has called you. Recognize where God wants you to be. And then as you start to believe him for things, you need to use the pattern of power that God has established that can cause things to happen. And things will happen when you use the system that God has established. Now, what is the system that God has established? He says, you know, in the book of Hebrews, he says, now faith is. When is faith? Now. Faith is whatever you are asking God for. Now, faith is the substance of things hoped for, and the evidence of things not seen. Now, you say, Bishop, you know, I've been hoping for a lot of things which have not happened, like I said before, you know. Oh, how, what am I going to do? Guess what? Just continue believing and confessing God. You see, here we have patriarchs. The Bible talks about patriarchs. It says, by faith, Abel. But what did Abel do? By faith, Abel. Abel offered a good sacrifice than his brother. It was all done by faith. That's what I'm saying. It says, by faith, Abel. Let me read it so you can see here. Verse number 4. By faith, Abel offered unto God a more excellent sacrifice than Cain, by which to obtain witness that he was righteous, God testifying of these, of his gifts, and by it he being dead, yet speaketh. So what does that mean, by faith, Abel? When he says by faith, Abel, that means Abel used his faith to believe God for something. By faith, Abel used his faith to believe God for something. So that is very important for us to know that, to realize that it was because he believed. And when he believed, God moved in to perform miracles. Now, you have your name there. What would they say? By faith, Richard. What did Richard do? By faith, Emmanuel. What did Emmanuel do? By faith, Victor. What did Victor do? By faith, David. What did David do? You see where it says by faith, Abel? You can put your name there. By faith, Lawrence Mwamba. When I said by faith, Lawrence, what did he do? He believed God for a Bible school in Dallas, Texas, the United States of America. Without that much of fans, God started providing the money to establish a Bible school. By faith, Lawrence, he put up a church, the Word of Faith Bible Church, Fellowship International, in Dallas, Texas. And people began to gather around, to come to the house of God, healed of their diseases, by faith. See, where it says by faith, Abel, you can put your name there. By faith, what? It says by faith, Enoch. When it says by faith, Enoch, it also tells you what Enoch did. By faith, Enoch. See? Verse number 5. By faith, Enoch was translated that he should not see God or should not see death and was not found because God had translated him. For before his translation, he had this testimony that he pleased God. That's by faith, Enoch. What happened? You see, when it mentions the name of the person, it also tells you what he achieved by faith. Enoch was translated. That means he was changed, his body changed into another body without experiencing the channel of death. He did not die. Enoch did not die. He was translated or changed from this scenery into the heavenly scenery. It is believed that Enoch is going to come and die the physical death during the Great Tribulation. But as of now, Enoch is in heaven because he had faith, and God used that faith to translate him. You see, God is going to use your faith to change your situation. God is not going to use somebody's faith to change your situation. Okay, you say, okay, Bishop Mwamba, pray for me. Yeah, we'll pray for you, beloved one. We will. But you see, it carries more power and impact when you yourself believe. When you say, the devil is not going to put me down. I'm going to stand and see the devil is not going to take my money away from me. I'm going to believe God for my finances. Once you do that, guess what? Your faith will start working for you. Then it says, by faith, Noah. See, when it says Noah, it's telling you by faith. There's something Noah did. What did he do? By faith, Noah, being warned of God of things not seen as yet, moved, prepared an ark to the saving of his house, by the which he condemned the world, and became heir of the righteousness which is by faith. You see, Noah, even though he had never seen any rain, things he had not yet seen, he believed God that what God said was going to come to pass. And because he believed God, God saw his faithfulness and that faith, it caused his whole family to be saved. You see, God will reward you by believing in things that you have not yet seen. Actually, that's why, and that's how faith works. Work things that have not yet been seen in the physical world. Things that have not yet been changed from the spiritual, stuff to material things. It's very important for you and me to realize that God wants to bless you and me. And God wants us to use our faith. Well, this is Bishop Dr. Lawrence Mwamba signing off here in Dallas, Texas, and saying, let your faith work for you. By faith, John. By faith, Peter. What did you achieve? By faith, Mwamba. He believed God, and the work was established in Dallas, Texas, the United States of America. Well, God bless you. We'll talk to you again. Bye-bye.